It's time now for the Valley Talk program here on KROX, as we're going to talk with Keenan DeVere, the new Crookston Marketing Coordinator, and not only new to the job, but a new job as well for the city of Crookston. And, well, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So with everything being new, I suppose there's nobody really to guide you along, or I'm sure people are trying to help, but it's really new territory.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody at City Hall is doing a really great job with helping me feel welcome to the city of Crookston, but I'm really paving the way for this brand new position and, you know, kind of figuring out a lot of things as we go. But, you know, the citizens of Crookston as well, you know, talking with a lot of people around the community are really helping me lay out what they would like to see for the position, sure. And it's been really helpful.
How long have you been in the position now?
I started April 1st. Quite honestly, I thought it was an April Fool's joke, but I'm glad it wasn't.
What has been the main thing that you've been doing so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of what I've been doing so far has been really just laying out, you know, the parameters of my position and taking care of a lot of internal things. A lot of that has been revolved with the City of Crookston website. So a lot of the things that we've been doing so far has been updating outdated information, taking care of some of the layouts on the webpage, and a lot of it has been surrounded around that.
Sure, and that's one thing with websites. We're doing in the process of redoing ours. They say you're supposed to completely redo it, or at least redo it every 3 to 4 years, or 5 years max.
That's roughly what I've been hearing, yep. Yeah.
So it's one of those things, it's just that's the nature of the beast, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
And you get thrown in full, as you said, going through updating, and it's a constant process just with the website alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's such a key, as far as marketing, if you're looking at moving somewhere, usually the city website is one of the first that you'll probably pull up.
Yep, absolutely. And that was one of the things that I was looking at right away was, for example, the section for the visitor section on our webpage. It had, again, a lot of outdated information. And if you're somebody from not outside the city of Crookston that's wanting to know about our community, you know, that's the first place or one of the first places that people are going to look to. So it was really important to make sure that all that was updated.
Before we move on, let's talk about your background. Where are you from? What have you done? And maybe tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Fargo, North Dakota. So I've been around North Dakota, Minnesota pretty much my entire life. I grew up in a small town in Georgetown, Minnesota. If familiar, I grew up in a farm around there. And then around middle school, high school, moved up to around the Devil's Lake, North Dakota area. Went to high school in Lakota, North Dakota. Very small town feeling, about 96 students in from 7 through 12.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. And graduated from there, went to Lake Region State College in Devil's Lake, and then went to University of North Dakota from there to get my bachelor's in marketing, and spent a good amount of time working in Grand Forks. And then I guess coming to Crookston, you know, I have a stepsister who went to the University of Minnesota Crookston. Oh. So I got to know the Crookston campus. Didn't love that the only time she wanted me to come out was when she needed help moving in and moving out, but got to know the campus through that and the Crookston and communities. So when I saw the opportunity for the marketing coordinator, I was I would say familiar, but you know, being in here as much as I have been now, I would definitely say I'm learning, you know, new stuff every day. And you know, so far it's been a really great experience.
And like we said, it's this is the first marketing coordinator position, so you're really learning on the fly, and I'm sure everybody down at City Hall is sort of, oh yeah, we didn't think of this, you might want to do this too, and stuff like that.
Yep, absolutely.
What are some other things you're doing besides the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am still in the early stages of my role here, so I'm only about a month into it right now. So a lot of it is kind of laying down that pavement to where I'm going to be taking the position, looking at 30, 60, and 90-day plans, you know, getting myself familiar with the city of Crookston and the regular annual events that are going to be coming up every year to kind of coordinate our marketing efforts between the different departments, and really just laying out the overall structure.
And it's marketing, but also getting just stuff out, letting people know what's going on. So it's not, some people think marketing, you're out, you know, promoting the city everywhere, but you're also promoting what's happening in the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the city residents.
Yes, absolutely. Primarily, a lot of that has been done on our social media pages right now. If you've been on the City of Crookston Facebook, a lot of the more recent posts over the past month have been myself and just trying to do a better job of communicating what's going on.
Yeah, and the social media is, as much as people dislike it, there's a lot of good from it, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what other things have you been working on here in the first month?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the bigger projects that I've also been taking on right now is starting to develop a City of Crookston newsletter. So I've been working with each individual department to essentially gather information from them to, you know, have them have a voice to be able to reach out to the people of Crookston and let them know about the essential services that the city has to offer, as well as bigger events that are going to be coming up over the summer. So we're working on, working on our summer newsletter, and we're hoping to get that published here by the end of May to early June.
Okay. There's not a shortage of things to work on, is there?
No, there's not.
How about some other, is there anything else that might be in the works or things that you're currently working on?
You know what, that's actually a really good question. So kind of in that realm of, you know, kind of paving the road, I'm still trying to figure out a lot of what we have going on here. Kind of how I mentioned before, you know, basically updating new stuff to the website every day and trying to make that as efficient as possible. And then from there, I've just been working with each individual department as well as city council members and people in the community to try and, you know, figure out what that next big project is. But so far within my first month, it's been primarily, you know, turning around social media pages and updating website. And the rest of it, I'm figuring out as I go along here.
And just updating the website, as we said, that's a full-time job in itself, just especially getting everything caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that's, you know, coming into the position was a big priority for the city, because there was never one individual person that's, you know, like you mentioned before, it is basically a full-time job to oversee everything that goes into a website. And it was kind of almost thrown to the wolves in regards to, you know, once somebody needs information here, you know, they make little updates here, and then, you know, information doesn't get updated as regularly as it should be. So then that kind of, you know, all jumbles together. So having one person to oversee that will definitely be good.
That'll be huge. And again, if you have outdated information, that doesn't look good for the city.
Exactly. And we're going to get that turned around.
All right. Well, sounds good. Do you have any goals or things that you want to do, or does the city, has they set some goals for you, or is there anything that you have or would like to do or have to do here in the next year or 2 years or 3 years? Or
yeah, absolutely. So as far as trackable parameters, again, that's something that I'm still just trying to narrow down right now, and I'm hoping to get that turned around here as soon as possible, because, you know, trackability is part of the job. You know, knowing if you're doing your job well enough is having trackable metrics. But overall, you know, one of the biggest things that the city of Crookston has put on me is just letting people know, hey, this is everything that Crookston has going on, and how are we going to get more people to come out and check out Crookston. So overall, I guess that's the overall central goal. And then as far as the fine tuning of, you know, exact goals, you know, I'm still trying to lay that out.
And as far as that goes, letting people, just even letting the residents know what's going on in town, that's there's always so much going on, especially through the city. That's almost a full-time job as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I was going to say, you guys do a really great job with, like, your bulletins of letting people know everything that's going on. But, you know, trying to communicate that in every which way possible to let people know what's going on is very important, because some people will hear about it on your guys' programming. Some people will hear about it from seeing it on Channel 3. Some of it, people will see it from visiting the Crookston webpage, you know, in trying to make sure that all that information is updated across the board. You know, who knows where people are going to see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing with so many different venues for people to get information. It's it used to just be, okay, we're going to update it here and we're done. That's no longer the case anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
Unfortunately, and your position especially. But that's the thing. People get their news, they get their information from so many different sources. So it is a very tough job to make sure that everything is updated everywhere.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And again, just from everything from social media pages to the website to, you know, looking at bigger marketing initiatives going forward, how we want to deliver information for specific initiatives. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, again, just trying to have that blanket of, you know, wherever people are going to catch you as long as they find out about it.
And I suppose when they get a new city administrator, some things maybe in your job could possibly change there too.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So that'll be something that's, you know, when we do bring on the new city administrator, I'm going to be working with them one-on-one a lot and kind of laying that out. Corky has done a really great job of guiding me so far, but also the general expectation is that, hey, just letting you know, I'm going to be helping you out as much as possible, but, you know, I am going to be no longer the city administrator as we're bringing in something new, somebody new. So you're going to be working with them one-on-one a lot more.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I'm sure, as you said, working a lot with the department heads, trying to get what they need to get out, and I would assume it would be make the department head jobs easier where they don't have to worry about trying to get that information out. They can just give it to you now.
Yep. So I want our individual department heads to do their job well. And if they can, you know, reach out to me with their information, you know, everybody from the fire department, police department, public works, you know, if they just send me, you know, what they're looking for, I can help them out on their end. So that way they can focus on what they do well.
As far as down the road, is there, do you, is part of your job looking at marketing Crookston to other communities? Is that something that is in the works down the road? Or
yeah, so that'll absolutely be something that'll be worked on down the way here. One of the examples, I was recently talking with the Parks and Rec Department about the difference. Oh my goodness, I guess I haven't had enough coffee this morning. I apparently can't speak. But, you know, some of the different hockey tournaments that are going to be up here later on in the year, they were talking about wanting to look at different marketing initiatives to attract neighboring communities to be able to come out. And that's just one example of how we're going to be looking at different markets to be able to let people know what's going on in Crookston. And that's just one example of many. But
is there any talk? I don't know who handles this, if it's Cheetah or if it's the city of Crookston, but maybe working on promoting, you know, businesses or coming to town or people moving to town. Is that something that's been talked about at all? I know you're only a month into it, so we're...
You know what? That's actually a really good question. So that's something that I've been personally trying to narrow down with everybody in the community. So whether that's the city administrator trying to reach out to different community members that run things like the Chamber of Commerce or Visit Crookston, you know, and trying to kind of narrow that down.
Sure. And that's, again, a new job. There's a lot of possibilities and what makes the best sense. And most also, you have to have money too, so for marketing budgets and different things like that. So it's all part of how do you do it and the best way for the city.
Yep, and that's the thing. I am working to, my overall goal is to, again, bring as many people to the city of Crookston as possible and just do right by the city. And I'm learning something new every day, and I'm just working to do the best job that I can.
Baby steps at the beginning here. I know I'm putting you on the spot here for down the road, but again, you're not even a full month in. So
right. That was one of the funny things coming into this job. So, you know, you start with a lot of different positions. You know, you have like your online training seminars, and you have your parameters that are laid out by, you know, people that were in your position prior. When I came in, it was basically just, hey, here's your desk, go for it. So, you know, just leading on as many resources as I can and, you know, narrowing down as much as I can.
I would, we'd like to tell you what the person before you did, but there hasn't been anybody. So, so you can call them if you want. Yeah.
I will give them a shout.
Yeah.
867-5309, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You can call that number and I'm sure somebody will answer, but, how about how has the first almost month gone? Has it been obviously, I'm sure it's been a little bumpy, but has it been smooth for the most part?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been really proud of myself with some of the improvements that I've been able to make in my first month, you know, with everything from turning around the social media pages. If you're not already following the City of Crookston on Facebook, but as well as Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, YouTube, as well as TikTok now. There's primarily we're focusing on Facebook right now, but we're working on expanding our social medias more. But, you know, that's the first step. And then, you know, turning around different layouts on the webpage. So if you go to the City of Crookston webpage, there's been some noticeable changes with like the city news that we have laid out there, as well as city calendars. And, you know, it's laid out a lot more cleanly and smoothly, but I know that there's a lot more that still needs to be done.
Well, that's, as we say, well, as we know here, websites are always a work in progress. You're never done, are you?
Never.
well, again, we thank you for stopping by. Thanks for the great work you've already done here in the first month. And if maybe anybody is going through the website, they see something that might need to be changed, should they call you or email you, or what should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm a completely open book, and if you notice something that you think that needs to be updated, please reach out to me. I am probably already working on it, but I still appreciate the feedback. I need to get it updated on the webpage right now, but if you wanted to shoot me an email, it's kdevier, D-E-V-I-E-R, at crookston.mn.us, okay. Or I'm always open door policy at City Hall.
Okay. And again, it's you're new. If anybody does see something that maybe they might want to change, or as you said, you're probably already in the process of doing it. But I'm sure, like us, if we have something wrong on our site, we want it to correct the correct information out. So
yes, absolutely. It's not criticism. It's valid information that we need to be updating. So
99% of it probably you didn't do. So at this point. But again, Keaton, we thank you for stopping by, and thanks for being, I don't want to say guinea pig is the wrong word, but a pioneer in the new job as the marketing director for the city of Crookston. And we wish you best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yep, thank you. And again, that is Keaton DeVier, the Crookston marketing coordinator on the Valley Talk program here today. On a Monday, we're going to have Rhonda Breitbach from the Riverview Health talking about the Pelvic Health Rehabilitation Program. We don't have anybody scheduled yet for Tuesday. We're looking at filling that in, and then we'll have Tri-Valley on Wednesday of next week. And so we still have a few openings next week, but those are starting to fill in throughout the month of May. So listen again on Monday for another Valley Talk program here on KROX. Also, if you miss a Valley Talk program, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, go to Community, and on the Valley Talk, click on that, and we have all of our interviews over the past year available to listen to there. We have time for we won't catch up with the state news, but we will get a song in here. So we have time for a song, and let's go with Herman's Hermits and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter on KROX.
Mrs. Brown, you